The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome back to 2 Points Podcast, a show where we talk about all things basketball. And why are we called 2 Points?
Because two hosts, two perspectives, and 2 points are always better than one.
And I will have to say to everybody, sadly, this is going to be our last episode, but we have a lot to cover because it is the last episode and a lot of things have been happening leading up to the playoff. So we still want to continue this player of the week thing. So
yep.
In my opinion, you probably have the same guy as me, Cooper Flagg.
Yes, Cooper
Flagg. Even though the rookie's going to be the rookie, the player of the week this year, this week. Yesterday, because we're filming this on April 6th, just before the playoffs start.
Yep.
Yesterday he had a game, Crit Knight, very good game, and the game before. In the last two games he's played, he's got 91 points, if I'm remembering that right. Over 90 points.
Probably more than 91, actually. I think it was like 45. And then 50, like the night before.
Maybe. It was like just between 90 and 100. But 90 points in the last two games. And I was watching that Dallas game yesterday, actually. And on the broadcast, it said this was the most points in a two-game span as a rookie since Wilt Chamberlain in 1960s.
Yeah, crazy.
That is crazy. It's 60 years of this record being unbroken because of Wilt. And now Cooper Flagg has done it.
Yeah, something like...
He has to be Rookie of the Year.
Not even LeBron could do that.
Not even LeBron could do that.
Yeah.
So he has to be our Player of the Week.
That's hard for anybody to do over a two-game span, unless if you're Bam Adebayo, but... Yeah.
How many points did Bam get in the game after? Not many.
Probably like 20.
20? Yeah,
about... Still like 100.
Yeah.
Still pretty good, but...
This kid is 19 years old. He's younger than us.
Yeah, he is.
And he's putting up 45 on LeBron James.
Yeah.
That was a really great game, actually, because it was literally just LeBron, because all the Lakers been out.
Yeah,
it was LeBron. It was like
41.
It was actually so interesting to watch because it's like the future versus the past. I'm not saying LeBron's the past, but he is the past of the league.
Yeah.
And the flag is the future. It's such a nice game to watch.
Yeah.
These two guys duke it out. It's like one of the youngest guys versus the oldest guy.
Yeah, I think might have been the youngest versus oldest guy in the league.
That is such an interesting, like...
It is.
That was a very good game.
Yeah.
For worst of the week, do you got any ideas?
Ooh, who's your worst player of the week?
I mean, okay. I always have a tough time trying to figure out the worst of the week because I don't want to base it on teams that have that are bad and tanking because sometimes you don't know if those guys are told to intentionally take less shots, play less...
Yeah.
Do this, do that. But I'm going to have to give it to a member of the Minnesota Timberwolves because they have gone 0-3 in their last game.
They are on a three-game lead.
They lost to the Hornets, good team. The Pistons, good team still. No Cade, but still good team. And the Sixers, still good team. They should be competitive matchups. It's not crazy that they lost all three, but you could have at least taken one of those.
Yeah.
They're at the sixth seed, and one of the main reasons of that is because of Dante DiVincenzo.
Dante DiVincenzo.
It pains me to say this because I'm a big like Nova, New York Knicks, Villanova guy. I love Dante DiVincenzo. I love all those Nova players, those 2016 Nova players. But Dante has shot 25%, 7 for 28 in the last three games.
Ooh.
He shot 6 for 24 on threes in the last 25 in the last three games. 25%.
Also 25%.
Yes, and they lost those three games. And I think Anthony Edwards was out two of those games. So it's not like Anthony Edwards is taking up all the shot attempts.
I mean, I think Anthony Edwards is still, like, even when coming back, he's still, I think, maybe getting a minutes restriction because he is...
He did get a minutes restriction.
Coming off of some sort of injury. I don't remember exactly which one.
Yes, however, I did have, like, a little side note of my worst player of the week segment. Anthony Edwards, the one game he did play, he went 3 for 15.
Can you blame it on the injury, though?
I mean,
it's one game.
It is. I mean, you could blame it on the injury. I didn't want to give it to him because it was just one game. Obviously, I don't want to give it to a guy who just did bad one game. But can you blame it on the injury? Curry, yesterday, he came back and got 26 points in 26 minutes.
True, he did.
29 points in 26 minutes.
He did.
And almost beat the Rockets.
Yesterday, they did play the Rockets.
That was a
Curry,
great game.
Like, he had a clutch fourth quarter. Unfortunately, the rest of his team kind of sucks. So
I mean,
they couldn't win.
Brandon Podziemski.
Yeah.
Do you see the clip where... Brandon Podziemski was in a, like a hockey game in the Bay Area, and they booed him. Like the own people in San Francisco booed him. He might be the like that's most crazy. Hated player. Not like
most
like,
hated player by your own team.
Not even that. People like think about it this way. Like New York fans, they hate Trae Young, right?
Yeah.
But I bet it's like Atlanta, they like Trae Young at that time.
Well, of course.
Brandon Podziemski might be one of those guys who his team, his own team, doesn't like him, and other people don't like him. Like I'm not a Warriors fan, and I don't like Brandon Podziemski, so. I think he might be, like, he has to be, like, top five most hated player in the NBA.
You know that tweet where one guy posted 2 years ago? He's like, I'm not tweeting until Brandon Podziemski scores 30 points.
He's like, oh, I'm not tweeting until Brandon Podziemski scores 30 points. Every single person on the Warriors, even the bench players, even Santos and Pat Spencer, they scored 30, but not Brandon Podziemski. That's funny.
No, he scored, I think, every number except 30.
Yeah, he's like, he got 29, 28, 27, 26. But not 30. No, even with Curry out. That's funny. We're going to probably skip our doctor's checkup segment just because of the time. And we really want to get into the playoffs because we are 1 week away from playoffs and a lot has been set already.
A lot has been set, but there's also a lot that's not set.
There's a lot set and a lot that's not set.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm going to pull up the standings real quick. In the East, Detroit has the one seed. They have secured the one seed.
Secured the one seed without Cade Cunningham.
Without Cade, shout out to Durin and Danish Jenkins for that, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm looking here. Okay. Fifth to the ninth seed are all separated by 3 games.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. I don't want to say it because We're in Toronto. We're Toronto fans, obviously. I feel like the Raptors are going to keep falling on this list.
They're falling off.
They've been falling for a bit. I think they're going to keep falling, especially because they're stuck in this. They're in the 7th seed right now.
Yeah. They were five a couple weeks ago. But now the Hawks have taken
They were seed. Going into the playoffs. They'll have to play. If they keep that 7, they'll have to play the Boston Celtics.
Oh, we're going to...
That's a 4-0. As much as I want to... Like, this Raptors team has been very good this season. Very nice. They're not beating the Boston. I don't even think they'll take a game off Boston.
No, they
won't.
To be honest. They really won't.
They won't.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, like, what the standings are going to be at the end. Especially when it's so close. Like...
Yes.
Like I think, like, maybe 6 to 9 seeds are like what, a game apart?
Yes. One game. In the West, it's a bit more like spread out. Like,
yeah.
There's in between the 5th and the 9th, there's 9 games. So it's a bit more easy to figure that out.
Like, you kind of know like who's in the playoffs, who's in the play in.
Yes.
The West.
But we know who's going to be in the playoffs so far. There are 5 teams each conference have already been eliminated. So what we wanted to do today is we're just going to go over some of these matchups. As if they were how they are on April 6th. Let's say they just didn't change it that much. Let's just predict how they would go.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's start with the play-in. Orlando's taking on Miami. Who's taking that?
Ooh, Orlando and Miami. That's a tough matchup.
Franz came back recently. He's on a minutes restriction, but I'm assuming it's just to work his way in until
to get to the
play-in, play normal minutes. Anthony Black, he may come back today or within the next couple days. Mm-hmm. If Black and Wagner are back, who's taking it?
I think a fully healthy Magic team are probably better than the Heat. I think there was this statistic this season that the Magic are like 5-0 against them.
Is it? I didn't know that, actually.
I think so.
Okay.
Which is very odd because it's not like Magic are like super tremendously better than them.
No.
It's just, I guess, from whatever matchup works.
Just Miami's very like mid.
Yeah.
Bam 83. I'm still a little bit mid.
Magic are pretty mid as well. But I think a fully healthy Magic team, given that they're 5-0 against Miami in like
the season series, so
yeah, I
kind of have to give it.
I think they'll keep that momentum and take that.
You know what? That's completely fair. But then, Orlando's gonna have to take on either the Raptors or the Hornets. Okay, first of all, the Raptors and the Hornets. Who's taking that 7 seed? I have an answer. It might not be something you guys like.
It's
going to be the Hornets.
I would pick the Hornets.
Realistically, it's going to be the Hornets.
I know. I hate to say it. Especially if the Raptors keep the 7 seed, they'll have the home court advantage. But Hornets are just too good. They're better right now.
Hornets have been a crazy surge recently. The record, the last
Their record doesn't show it because they had a slow start to the season, but I think over the last 2 months, they've shown that they're one of the... they're honestly one of the top teams in the East.
That's so completely fair. Yep.
Yeah, so I have to say the Hornets, to be completely unbiased.
So then who gets it, Magic or the Raptors for the 8th?
I think the Raptors take that one. Raptors would then get the 8th seed, which is a more favorable matchup to face.
I agree,
Detroit,
actually.
Than Boston. But
Cade is probably coming back, I'm going to say. He'll probably be back.
We would still lose that series, but...
Okay, yeah, like no matter what, it's a first-round exit.
But. Yeah, we're first-round exit, but I'd rather the Raptors face Detroit than Boston.
Yes, I agree, because Boston, with the healthy Tatum at the beginning of the season, they're the one seed.
Yeah, they would be a bigger threat. Yeah. And plus, like, the last 5 years, we just have not been able to beat Boston. So Detroit, maybe we'll sneak in, like, 1 or 2 wins. 1 or 2.
Two?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe one.
Okay, we'll see. But
so then it's going to be what? The Hornets versus the Celtics?
Hornets versus the Celtics. That's a good matchup. I mean, I think everybody would rather Hornets and Pistons just for the drama.
Yeah.
Hornets and Celtics is a sneaky good matchup just because of how dominant Boston is versus how up-and-coming the Hornets are. I think Boston's still going to win. They're still the better team. But
I think they could take 2 games. Hornets take 2 games.
The Cinderella run for the Hornets will end if they face Boston for sure.
Mm. Then we got New York versus Sixers. Healthy Sixers. Embiid. PG has been playing like 2018.
He is.
Dude is back for some reason.
He's somehow back.
He got caught for taking drugs, the performance enhancing drugs, and then I guess he took more.
Yeah,
he took more somehow. He's going crazy right now.
He's not getting caught this time.
So let's say we have the PG we have right now.
Yeah.
Embiid, who's been back, and Maxey, who's taking that. New York versus Philly.
Man, that Sixers team is good.
Hmm.
Good, especially when they have Embiid. Embiid should be like... I'm surprised he wasn't an all-star because he makes that team so much
better.
It's
probably just games played at that point. Because he did miss a couple games in the beginning of the season.
Definitely is. I'm going to go with the Knicks just slightly.
I agree. Because, but also, I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah, okay. But as someone who's not a Knicks or a Sixers fan.
Neutral? Okay, I like it.
Unbiased right here. I think New York would just, like, it would be like, it could be like a 7-game series.
It could definitely be a 7-game.
I think it just.
They played each other last playoffs, too, I remember.
Yeah, two seasons ago, I think.
Was it? I thought it was last season.
I think it was two. I don't think the Sixers made the
playoffs. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. The Sixers did not. That's how they got VJ. Yeah, no, you're right. But 2 seasons ago, that was a very good match series. I hope New York can pull through. I think they can.
I think they will. It'll be very close.
They're definitely like a playoff rising team. Like, they do better in the playoffs, in my opinion. Like, Brunson is like the type of guy to do better
in
the playoffs.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And Embiid is like kind of not. Like, he's been that reputation of like not being great in the playoffs. It's good to have him. Like, 100%, it would be great to have him in the playoffs. But he has that reputation of just, like, being a choker. So we'll see how he does that.
Same with Paul George, kind of.
It's like, okay, oh, that is true. That is true. We'll see how those guys do in the playoffs. 4 and 5 is going to be Cavs versus Atlanta Hawks.
Such a weird...
You would have never thought something like that would be possible.
You would never think Cavs and Hawks.
Yeah.
I think Cleveland's just a better team. That's just straight.
They are a better team, but I could low-key see Hawks stealing the win here.
Really?
They carry the momentum from right now. Because think about it this way. Hornets, could the Hornets beat the Cavs? Do you think that?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Okay. I think that comes down to the fact that this is Jalen Johnson's first playoffs being that top guy.
Yeah.
Versus... like Donovan Mitchell, James Harden on Cleveland.
We also got that James Harden choker mindset.
Power.
You got that James Harden choker label.
Well, James Harden is usually able to get past the first round at least, even with that label.
Yeah, fair enough. But I could see the Hawks sneaking away a win.
Really? Okay.
Because we got
like a win as in win the whole series or
like a series win.
Wow. Okay.
I could see the Hawks if I had to bet on a team like a sneaker team to win a first round series, it would probably be Atlanta.
Okay, interesting.
Because it's a 4-5 matchup anyways. I could definitely see Atlanta winning something here.
Okay.
Like, it's probably a hot take, but...
It might be, but honestly, we like the bold takes here.
We do. Okay, well, let's go to the West. Let's see the plan here. 9-10, Warriors, Blazers. If you saw how the Warriors did last night...
Hey, they were pretty good against Houston.
You could say that the Warriors take this.
You could.
Curry is back.
He went crazy. Literally just because of Curry.
He was shooting over like KD with like with KD 6'10", full arm up. He was shooting. I was watching that game. Crazy shots from Curry. It's like prime Curry back already.
Yeah, especially in the fourth quarter. Yes.
Just because I like hot takes, I'm gonna take the Warriors.
As much as I want to say the Blazers, I think if the Warriors have Curry, the Warriors are gonna.
Like, yeah, I would love the. I like the Blazers team. They are a very young, up and coming team, but
I like their players. But
I had the way I saw Curry play yesterday. Let me take Curry.
Yeah.
Same. And then afterwards, I agree. It's gonna have to be the Suns versus the Clippers. A pretty good matchup.
But. It's gonna be the Clippers. I think the Clippers are the rising team.
They're also a rising team. Darius Garland's been playing well.
Yeah,
he's been playing very well, actually, for that team since he's been traded.
Yeah.
So if the Clippers are the 7, then it would be the Suns versus the Warriors.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the Suns on this one.
The Suns? So Warriors are not in the playoffs.
I'm going to say that.
Fair enough. As much as I want to say the Warriors, it's not like I'm a fan of the Warriors or anything. It's just that I saw Curry go crazy. I think he's a crazy, crazy player. Yep. It's probably going to be the Suns. So,
yeah, I think
Suns at 8, better. Clippers at 7. Let's do Suns Thunder. Is that even a question?
No, it's not. You know we're going to pick the Thunder.
Is this even a question? Kawhi versus old team, Clippers versus Spurs. Is that a question either?
No. It's not. I can imagine that being a good series.
It would be cool to watch Kawhi go up against the Spurs, though. It would be.
Kawhi and Wemby? That would be a great
matchup. Kawhi and Wemby is a good matchup, though. That is pretty cool.
But I think the Spurs have a better supporting cast around.
Yeah, 100%. Kawhi. 100%.
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think you take Kawhi off the Clippers, that team is nowhere even near playing.
Benedict Mathurin is their main scorer then.
Yeah, so I think you have to go with the Spurs.
Completely fair. Lakers, mind you, Luka got injured recently.
Luka got injured.
And he did say, did you see the news? He did say he was going to Europe.
He's going to Europe for specialized treatment.
It's like a journey. He's going to Europe to find specialized treatment to expedite his recovery so he can play in the playoffs. This guy's on some next experimental treatment.
Some next level.
FDA approved.
Maybe a Paul George suspension type experiment.
Yes, maybe. But I would love for Luka to come back, obviously.
This is the worst thing that could have happened to the Lakers. At the very end of the season, Austin Reeves is also out.
He's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. So he might not even play in the first round. That's pretty tragic.
Luka and Reeves, they're two.
Luka wants to play first round. That's the thing. He's going. If he finds, he's literally flying to Europe to find treatment to play.
Yeah, he's doing everything he can.
Yes.
But Luka, no Reeves. I'm going to assume at least for the first couple of games of the first round, because the timeline for return it'll just be too quick for them.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lakers advance to the next round.
They're gonna face the Timberwolves.
Oh, and the Timberwolves who beat them last year. I think you got to go. I would have to go with the Timberwolves. I don't think a 41-year-old LeBron can carry.
You know, that is fair. But I will say the Lakers just because I do hope that Luka will be back. Assuming that Luka is back,
I would want Luka to be back
for game one
for sure
of the series, Lakers have it.
Yeah.
It
literally just depends on if Luka is
back. If Luka plays. If Luka plays, Lakers win. If he doesn't, they lose.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's as simple as that. And the final matchup, I like this one. Nuggets-Rockets.
Good matchup. I expect close games. I expect great finishes, but, Jokic is too good. I don't know who's going to stop Jokic. And then...
Houston's a pretty good defensively team. Sengun, I don't know how it's like...
Sengun, Durant, Thompson. I have to go with the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets are better.
I would like for the Rockets to advance. I feel like the whole point of getting KD was for them to... Going further in the playoffs.
They would have a better chance if the Rockets faced the Lakers in the first round.
Oh, 100%. Just because Luka's out. Even if Luka was in, I feel like the Rockets probably take that.
Yeah, they definitely have a chance still.
Yeah. Who do you have coming out of each conference then?
Ooh, East conference. So I'll say the East first, because I think the East is easier. I think with a healthy Jason Tatum, healthy Jaylen Brown.
Boston in the finals.
You cannot argue... How do you not say Boston?
Jason Tatum's crazy.
They're just
simple as that. Jason Tatum is absolutely wild.
They're just
wild.
So good. I can't believe Tatum's this good this fast.
Injury.
Off of a horrible injury.
Yeah, very unfortunate what happened last year. He might have a revenge in his eyes because of that.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think now that Boston's fully healthy and they're still so good, like, I don't know how you go.
And think about it this way. They lost pieces from last. They lost Drew. They lost Porzingis. People were like, oh, Keita, is he going to be... People thought he was, like, the backup. Who are we going to shop for getting a center? Nikola Vucevic. All right, that's all right. He can stretch the floor. They don't even play him that much.
No, they don't.
Gets injured. He's back recently. They're probably going to have Keita in the final, in those games, in the playoffs. Anyways, Keita's been playing pretty well. He's a very defensive anchor.
Peyton Pritchard. They have guys like Baylor Shireman, and Hugo Gonzalez. Like, they're actually good role players for them, who feel like they kind of just came out of nowhere. Like nobody knew who they were last year, and all of a sudden they're having like great impact on the second seed.
Mm.
Wild. I don't know where Boston always gets these players
from. But not Cade. If Cade comes back, not Detroit. You know how crazy it would be for Detroit to come back?
If Cade comes back, that Pistons team is a lot more scary. They don't look like too much of a playoff threat right now without Cade, even though they're the one seed.
I mean, we were doubting that they couldn't get the one seed. They have the one seed.
They still have the one seed. They do. But I think with Cade coming back, like a healthy Cade Cunningham Pistons team looked like a 60-win team in the regular season. I think they could scare Boston. I don't know if they're better. I don't think they're better. I wouldn't take them, in a playoff series against Boston, but I think they would scare the Celtics, I think, a little
100%.
Bit.
100%. Okay, I'm going to go to the West. We have only a little bit of time left, but let's go in the West quickly. Who do you have coming out of the West?
Very, very tough. This is a tough answer. A lot harder than the East.
Yes, it is. I have my answer.
You have your answer?
It's going to be the Spurs.
You have the Spurs?
Since the beginning of the season, I was like, Spurs on paper should be good. Last season, they should be good.
Yeah.
And now they're finally good.
This is the season where they have taken the leap.
Yes, this 100%. Victor Wembanyama has been going absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Castle's taking a leap. Guys like, who else? Like, De'Aaron Fox kind of slowed down a little bit. He's kind of he's playing his role well.
He's still good.
Dylan Harper's a great draft pick. Guys like Champagny. And yes. Keldon Johnson, Vassell, they're all very consistent, very good for that team.
Yes, they are.
I think the Spurs can make it out of the West.
I totally think so.
They can beat
the
Thunder.
They could beat the Thunder.
They have their number in the season series, I believe.
Yes, I think they're 3-1 against them in the regular season, which is very, very good, or 4-1 or something like that. But I hope we get a Thunder Spurs 7-game.
Yes, 100%. That would be great for the entertainment. Well, that's going to be it for this episode and for the season. It's been a fantastic NBA season so far.
Yeah.
Amazing trades. Giannis is getting traded in the offseason. Next time we'll be here, Giannis will be on a different team. Think about it that way.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Whatever's going on.
And
Bucks have a dark future.
And the Bucks have a dark future. The next time we'll be here, Domantas Sabonis will be on the Raptors.
Oh, he might be.
He will be. I think he will be. Okay. Next time we'll be here.
Who knows? Maybe LeBron will be on a different
team. LeBron might be on a different team.
Maybe he might be in Cleveland. I don't know.
Next time we're here, maybe LeBron might be back in Cleveland.
Yeah, we might be talking about these teams a whole lot differently next season.
Of course. Well, that's going to be it. Anything else to say?
Give me your champion predictions real quick right now. One last champion prediction.
San Antonio?
I'm going to... this is tough. I don't even know if I can pick. Right now, I'm going to say the Thunder.
Okay, fair. I low-key hate the Thunder.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You know what most people do.
Yeah, okay.
No, right. That was not a hot take.
That was not a hot take. All right, that's going to be it for episode and the season.
And end of season. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening to our season. We will be back next season, too.
We will. We hopefully will be back.
Hopefully we'll be back covering.
About everything all over again.
Well, I'll talk about everything all over again.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, guys.